You know, a lot of times when we ask people what they do, we say, well, let's put aside reimbursement issues. In general, would you want to use a genomic assay in situations of node-positive disease? What kind of situations and which assay?
So for premenopausal women, I'll have to say that I'm a little skeptical about using it yet without seeing the prospective data, because premenopausal women are somewhat underrepresented in the retrospective analysis that was done for lymph node positive disease. And therefore, because of the higher risk added to the fact that now we are dealing with lymph node positive disease, I'd be a little scared, for lack of a better word, of not using chemotherapy in a young woman with involved lymph nodes, especially if it's more than one.
I think the other thing is that from what I've seen in the last couple of months, people are really looking at genomic assays, specifically the recurrence score, differently now than they did before ASCO. Because to me, until ASCO, we didn't really have the issue of premenopausal or young women. That, I mean, people kind of talked about it, but there wasn't the kind of data we have now from TAILORx.